welcome to a special edition of the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as Pastor Jim prepares us for the suddenlies that are happening in the world today. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Yes. Welcome to our very special show. Welcome to Grace Street.
Yes.
So glad to have us in your home. Thank you for letting us come in.
Yes.
So welcome to a very special edition of the Jim Baker Show.
Yes. We love you.
Oh, we all have seen empty shelves in our stores and grocery stores and heard the news stories about supply chain breakdowns and all those kinds of things. But we're going to talk about the crisis that's here now.
That's right.
And in the world, millions are starving already, Mondo. Yeah. Is that right?
To be exact, 828 million people go to bed hungry each night. This is a report.
This is the fact.
The fact. And we are watching a prophetic event take place like never before. Yet, the Bible warns us about this times and the seasons that we're in right now.
That's right.
We have to remain faithful, the Bible says, remain obedient. But one of the greatest things about the Bible is that we are hopeful for God's promises for the new Jerusalem for now, because prophetic words, God is warning through Bible prophecy where we are right now, according to the timing of God.
We are in the beginning of
sorrow. Do you remember where our first date was? They call it a date.
If you want to call it a date, but I do. We were at Griffith Park. At the planetarium.
Yes.
At the observatory.
Where you can look through scopes to outer space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I showed you meteors.
Exactly.
We spent real meteors.
It's like a museum, too.
There, at this beautiful place there.
At Griffith Park. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met you.
We met at the Dream Center, but
but that's my first day.
Yeah.
I probably touched you for the first time, and
I don't know if I touched your hand or not. Honey, I don't know if I would have allowed you
I would have liked to hold your hand probably by then.
But I was interested.
Our first date, his knowledge. Was looking into the heavens.
Yes.
Looking at asteroids.
Yes.
Now, our producer, Kimberly, when is that asteroid going to hit? Because it's because it's on your birthday. April 13th. What year?
2029.
They're predicting the possibility of an asteroid hitting the Earth. Well, Mondo, that's the things that God tells us are going to happen.
That's right.
There's going to be outer space events happen to the Earth. And so these things are happening, and that's what this show is about today, to let you know that we are in the final days.
We really are.
Now, we had booked for today a very special guest who's going to be back with us.
Yes.
And he's not able to travel this month, Joshua Giles. But this man is, I believe, I had him article was he was 31. Another article, he was 35. Another article was 40-something. But I think I've got it down to that he's actually 35 years old.
Absolutely.
That's a young prophet.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And God spoke to me, even in the prison years, that I was to build a network for the unknown prophets, the young prophet, that God was going to raise up. And he's raising him up.
It's happening.
And the network we have of the prophets is growing and growing and growing and growing. And it's time to stay on the air.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, even this man is prophesying, I believe he is, about the television going to be difficult in the last days, radio and television and all that. But we've got to stay strong, Mondo.
Yes, we do. You know, I met this man through social media August of 2020, and I reached out to him because he was giving out a prophecy about the eighth month, and I hope he touches about that when he's here in person. But I want to tell you something. If there was ever a voice that reminds me of David Wilkerson, it is this guest right here.
This show is not about Bishop Giles. It is about famine. But his book talks about
it. It does. You know, as a matter of fact, right here, Jim, you know, as I've been reading the book, preparing for Joshua to come, I just couldn't put it down. I literally couldn't put it down. And because it tells you, like, okay, for instance, chapter 7. You guys have your book? Turn to chapters. The days of Joseph return. Well, you know, Jim, you've always been a type of a Joseph.
Yes.
You've always been a preparer. You've always had dreams and visions. And we all know that about you. But
you people who don't believe in preparing,
right?
You haven't studied Joseph.
Right. You are a type. So anyway, I read this chapter. I go, and here it is. Prophecy of a coming famine. What has happened before will happen again. I speak this prophetically, that the new era will bring about another severe famine among the nations and even in developed countries. That's us, guys,
yes.
Developed countries.
That's
right. Food shortages will become the norm. There will be lengthy periods where some meats and other food items will not be available. I saw this vivid vision of the store shelves empty because of a massive food shortage. And he goes on. Now, Mondo, what's the news say about food shortages right now?
Let me give you this one. A major food crisis coming in 2023. Prices will be on steroids after the election. Let me quote the article. Global officials have been telling us over and over again that we are heading into an unprecedented global food crisis.
I want to offer you something I've never done to my knowledge before. I'm offering this book before he comes.
Yeah, yes. We've never done that.
That's right.
No.
And it's
important.
He's going to be back. He's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Coming up. And this is Joshua Giles. And it is the word prophetic forecast.
Yes.
This is probably and I keep telling you that this is the best book, the greatest book, and all. And I feel like people think, boy, he is overwhelmed. You know, this is one of the greatest prophetic books I have ever read.
Me too. I agree.
And I'm talking to, you know, Mondo, you've learned a little bit about Joshua. You have studied him. You've watched him on social media and all different things that he does. And he's an unusual man. He's a teacher of the word. He's a preacher of the word. He has a church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But I want you to get the book. This is a pre-book before he gets here. I'm telling you, you're going to thank me for offering it to you.
Yes,
and you're going to thank God.
Amen.
This is a now book. This is so now that the word, oh my God, the words God gave me months ago, I read in this book, I opened this book, and he actually says what I've been afraid to say.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Is that right? I'm going to read a page in his book. And then we got to go on to our regular show.
Okay.
But I want to read it to you. Page 164. And prophecy of a woman who will lead. This may shock some of you. It may not shock some of you. But he says it as a word, as from the Lord. I'm not saying it is a word from the Lord because I don't know. All I know is I really think it's true. Can I say that, Mondo, without?
Absolutely. When you look at all the signs are pointing to that very subject that you're talking about right now. pay attention to the signs.
Okay.
The closer we get,
yeah,
the more the magnified of the signs
get. Listen to what he says. This will rock your chair. You better sit down. God said to me that in the near future, America will see its first female president. Everybody fell out of their chairs. Her rise to power will be controversial. It will be surrounded by sudden and swift changes. Nevertheless, this will be groundbreaking. It will be part of a plan for a new world order in the world. Wow. Although it is biblical for a woman to be in key roles of leadership, and although women have been made great leaders, this specific raise to power will be carried out with a new world order agenda. In the spirit, I saw an abrupt change come in this country. As she stepped into her role of leadership, she has been secretly groomed for this position, and she will take the country into uncharted territories. She will lead as commander-in-chief at a time of national and international conflict and war.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you shocked?
Wow.
I'm shocked. Now, Mondo, I've shared this with you. You were the first one, I think, to discover this man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, for us, yeah. I started hearing about some of his prophetic words he was sharing, but it drew me.
Usually you book him on your program.
Yeah.
First, yeah. And sort of meet them and greet them and everything, and then bring him on my show. But you haven't had a chance to even meet him. It's crazy. And now he's not able to travel right now. Anytime there's warfare, you know God's trying to do something.
Yes.
This is so, I want you to get this book. I don't have time to go into it. There's so much more.
There's so much in here.
I don't know, Lori, what you think is the highest,
it's all excellent. It is all excellent. And I mean, chapter 14. Judgment in the house of God. He goes there. He actually explains it all. He goes, even the one you just read, Jim, when you talked about this woman, I mean, right after that, he goes into the Supreme Court prophecy. You got to get the book to read it.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
And when you get a prophetic word like
of
this.
Of the coming persecution of the church in America.
Yes.
It is so powerful.
I mean, it's
this man.
But he gives you hope. Here's another one.
It's fresh stuff. This man has been mentored by some wonderful people. I don't care what anybody tells me because I have never met the man. But I know you have to have great training to be a prophet of this stature at 35 years of age.
And to be able to speak this way and risk your reputation in your ministry.
That's right.
Again, it brings me back to David Wilkerson. He put it all on the line.
Yeah, right.
And when I read, I mean, look at this one. Prophecy of a woman who will lead. Now, you got to understand, look at the signs. There's a new political party that is called Justice Democrats, and their whole intent is to groom the next generation leader. Now, they're doing it behind closed doors, grooming them. They're casting people that will look the part, play the part, speak the part, grooming them. Now, how does this look like? It looks like AOC. She was groomed.
Okay, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Let's straighten this out. I don't believe it's AOC. I pray not. I believe the president is going to step aside before the election, before his election again. And I believe she will become president automatically. Mm-hmm.
I believe it will be someone like AOC that has been groomed that will break all political party rules.
America going to vote in a radical like that?
I don't think this country? If we saw what happened during the elections, I don't think voting will matter.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? So I don't think it matters.
We're shaking a lot of people up right now.
But let me pick it back to what you're saying about the vice president.
Get the book right now. It's filled with hundreds of prophecies.
Yeah,
it is a book for now. And we'll get it right out to you, won't we?
Yes, that's Nina? Right. Yes, we have them available right now for a $25 love gift to the ministry. You can receive one of the prophetic forecast books, or we also have our friends and family offer, which is three of the books for a donation of $65 to the ministry, shipping and handling included.
Yeah. Let me pick it back to what your statement about that was, because when you look at Bible prophecy, let's look at Charlie Shamp. And he prophesied a few years ago that the vice president, Kamala Harris, will be used as a pawn for the Democratic Party, and she'll end up being hurt by being used by them. If that happens, you have to understand what you just read, because America will turn in its values. Right now, the values of America are being contended for. Yeah. The values of religious freedom.
But my reasoning is that if the president has a stroke or a sickness, he can't go on, it'd be suddenly, and she would automatically become president. So that's my thought. Well, everybody, just get the book. Order the book today for $25 gift, and that includes shipping and handling.
It'll teach you so much in these days that we are
I don't know if we can get three of them. We didn't even think about three.
Yes, that's right. We have three of the books
because
for a donation
you order,
of 65.
This is a book you want to give to your best friend.
Yeah.
Your best friend needs
yes.
this, Laura.
I'm going to send it to her. I am, because I want her to be prepared in her heart.
Is your best friend gotten saved yet?
Yes. Oh, man.
Well, you've sent so many books to her. I was wondering if it was getting
she
to
loves
her.
It too.
You do yes. send her a book.
Well, yeah, because I want her to know as much
but
as I get.
For
yes.
your best
no.
friend,
yes.
that's $65 for mm-hmm. this. This book's...
He talks about the great shaking is from God. You know,
I've been reeling over this book myself.
Yes. Yeah.
I stay awake at night.
Yeah.
It's pondering these things.
That's right.
He talks
things
about
that God has told me
yeah, exactly.
that I have not been bold enough to say. Mm-hmm. But
breaks it down. You know, I love what he talks about. He talks about your own personal Goshen. Oh, who was
yes,
on our show just
yes.
recently?
Pastor Steve.
Pastor Steve. And he talked about having a place of Goshen,
yes.
which is a place of safety, refuge. He breaks down what Goshen is in here.
Yeah.
You're like, you go
yeah.
back to the Bible, you read it, you're like, yes, that's exactly. So, I mean, there's a
and
lot of scripture.
Some of you are saying, well, what about Trump? Let me tell you something. You better pray for Donald Trump.
Yes.
He's got a what do you call it?
Target.
A bullet, yeah, a target on his back. They want to kill him. They really would like to see this man dead. They're doing everything to destroy him. This is what America has become. We don't elect people anymore. We destroy them if they get popular with the people. So I want you to get this book. It is so powerful. And I wouldn't do this at this opening of this show, but we've got to get into the message of our show right now. So in 2019, I believe it was, I preached a message and interviewed Mark Augustin. He is the president of yes. Augustin Foods and Augustin Farms. I interviewed him about the coming food shortage. He's been making survival food for years. We've created some of the greatest food in the world with his company. And it's gotten to the point where for the last few years, many of the years, we weren't even able to get food. But right now, we have 1,000 buckets of food that we get a month. So if you want to get in, you just order them. Order them ahead of time. Just say, I want to pre-order. And I knew then that a pandemic was just around the corner, that the 2020 elections would go upside down, or that the madness in the political arena would be so outrageous. So I want to run this message that we did a few years ago, and then I'm going to be right back to talk about this special warning I gave 2 years ago. Let's watch this.
The church has got to prepare. The church
yes.
has got to get ready.
Yes.
There's in perilous times.
Right.
I'll tell you, in the last few weeks, what's happening in America, there's a warfare coming. And Rick Joyner has warned us about it. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by?
The word of God.
So you get into the word. And who is the word?
Jesus.
Jesus. And you talk to the word.
Yes.
And miracles begin to happen. It's time for God's people to be wiser than the world.
That's right.
And I'll begin to talk about it. I'm going to give you some scripture that I believe God has given me for today. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Now listen to me. This is what God is speaking to me over and over and over again. For when they say peace and safety, and you know what that word peace and safety, you know what that means in the Greek also? Is prosperity. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
So when they cry peace and safety and prosperity, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Suddenly, these things are going to happen.
Right.
We're going to be going along, and there's such warfare in this country.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Rick Joyner piece right now. Could we do that? Let's go there right now.
We're moving towards this faster than I would have expected. Even since I had that dream in December, I see things moving. They're picking up pace.
Now, you said this war would be in the natural and in the spiritual. Tell me about both.
Well, I think the degree to which we win the spiritual war. I think another great awakening is not just, I think it's absolutely essential. And just like the first great awakening is linked to the Revolutionary War, second one to the Civil War, there are things that are going to be illuminated in the what I believe is already beginning, the third great awakening in America. But I believe it's going to illuminate things that can no longer be tolerated in our country. Now, what I did see into the future were cities burning. Not all of them, I just saw some. I felt like Chicago was one, I felt like New York was one. And again, you know, to what degree, you know, if we really took on first, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, humbled ourselves, prayed, sought his face, repented, sorry, and this comes upon land, we may still have, I think we will still have another revolutionary civil war, but it doesn't have to be that devastating. One thing too that but really encouraged me, in which when I saw that word at the end, it will be successful. One of our main ultimate purposes as a nation was liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And we were supposed to be a special place where the Holy Spirit could do whatever he wanted to do in our land, where he could move, where we were truly solid on the foundation of our Judeo-Christian heritage. And I believe in the where I believe America's seen in the book of Revelation, it points to our roots and our foundational purposes, and where I believe we're going to be. I believe we're going to be a nation where the Holy Spirit is especially at home. I know when I share this with some politicians, where they think of, well, the Civil War, they couldn't have fought these battles on these other things. You only have to fight one battle, but their thinking is all political. Somehow we've got to get beyond thinking politically, and we got to take the leadership. We've got to fight for the truth.
So it's not Democrat or Republican, it's the Christian that is going to be in the forefront in this war.
I think so. I did see a third column.
What's
that? I call
it
a third column. It's like a whole, it wasn't a third political party, it wasn't political, but it was a major force for influence in our country that drew the best from both sides. I believe that is supposed to be what the church is called to be. He wants all people treated fairly. We've got to start seeing from a higher perspective. I don't think we can understand justice as, you know, when you just get down into the weeds of what is what you can do technically and trying to win cases on technical maneuvering and all, rather than getting back to what is just, what is true, what is right, what is fair in this situation.
Wow.
Powerful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was on Sid Roth's program, one of my dear friends, and he let me use that today. And Rick Joyner's due to come back here in a few weeks.
Yes,
but
he is.
This is so important that I felt you needed to hear what he said on that broadcast. Mm-hmm. And we're in the time where perilous things are going to happen.
Yes.
And the suddenly is going to happen.
Right.
And God's people need to be ready to preach the gospel.
Yes.
He's been talking about, and Pat Roberts, and I think I heard him say the other day, mm-hmm. to have Bibles stored.
Yes.
So you can give them out. So remember, when they shall say peace and safety, and that's what you're hearing a lot over here in 1 Thessalonians, and then suddenly destruction come up upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, now listen to me. You, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. That's why you've got to get into the Word.
Right.
I have pastors tell me, no, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about the last days. We don't want to talk about politics. We don't want to talk about what's happening. But I'm telling you, if you don't know what the Bible says, God let me go to His university for 5 years. And I studied the Word and come to find out what was coming on the earth. And he said, Jim, I want you to be a watchman. I want you to watch. And let me finish this little part. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Mm-hmm. See, everybody says he's coming as a thief in the night. He is coming as a thief in the night, but not for the church.
Right.
Not for the Christian.
Right. That's it.
He said, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to tell you. And here's the things. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out where we are right now.
Yes.
And ye are all the children of light. And the children of the day, we are not of the night or of the darkness.
Right.
Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
Wow.
That suddenly is near, people. We're living. I mean, the prophets are warning. I've never heard Rick Joyner be so strong about an event coming. Mano.
Can I make a reference of sudden destruction? Don't think about sudden destruction just as buildings coming down, nations falling apart. This is the way of life for you and I. So when you break down the word suddenly, it's without warning, without notice. Without notice, they'll begin to shut down churches. Without warning, they'll begin to shut down nonprofits. So start thinking about that way of life that we're used to.
And they're making the Bible now as hate speech. They're ready to destroy the church if they can. And they can't. They won't destroy it. But the warfare is here. Let's go back to Matthew 24 and let's see, where are we right now? Where are we right now? Where are we in this minute? Where are we in this world? Go there to Matthew 24, and let me just start with verse 6 for a minute. And this is where we're living. This is where we are. And people say, why do you always go to Matthew 24? Well, that's where we are. I don't go back to Genesis all the time, but Genesis is good for now, right now. But it's not where we are. That was in the beginning. We're right now in Matthew 24, when the Bible said, the disciples came and said, Jesus, what's going to be the sign of your return? What will, and this is, why would Jesus have us write this all down? Why did he spend this time telling his disciples, and they write it down, and they said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We've been there. The First World War, the Second World War, Korean War, all the other wars. I mean, there's so many wars. And there's even wars all the way around the world now, but they're crying peace and safety right now. But it says here, let's go on. The end's not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And that means ethnic groups as well. That means ethnic. And you're seeing it all over the world.
Yeah.
Mondo, I don't know why you Spanish-speaking people can't love each other. Have you seen it?
Oh, I lived it.
But when I was in prison, they had to divide sometimes. I wish I could tell you what
it's
I know,
pride.
But I can't. But I thought everybody speaks Spanish, all were united somehow. But they're not.
because the Bible says it's going to be worse in the last days, and I believe it's
happening right now. You're seeing it with Venezuela.
Venezuela's in a horrible state.
You're seeing it with Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico. You see Guatemala. You're seeing the clash of the titans, so to speak, of cultures coming against one another. So I think we are where we are right now, according to the Bible.
Yeah. So here we are. This is where we are, people. And let's go on here. Kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines. That means a time with no food to eat. That is coming. Jesus warned it. Why will not the church get ready? When Jesus said this himself. He said there's going to be a time. If you take that into a translation in a modern language, it's there'll be a time when there's no food to eat. You need to be ready. God's warned it. And pestilences, that is all these diseases and all these things, they're being transferred around. It's horrible what's happening.
Just like the measles right now. I mean, just the measles. Well,
last week, there's a cruise ship that they had so many people with the measles that they won't let it dock.
Doesn't it sound kind of crazy to you guys? I mean, our generation's like, we were inoculated against measles. I mean, everything. And it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's back.
There's going to come a time when a fourth of the world will be destroyed by disease from the animals.
Right.
So let's go on. The pestilence, earthquakes. Earthquakes in divers, meaning many places. I've told you there's earthquakes all the time. They're everywhere. But there is so many earthquakes in many places. We're there. This is happening. Do you know the famine that's in the world right now? And I won't take time. I got so many things to talk about today. But the famine in the world is unbelievable.
Right.
Millions and millions die. Thousands die every year. And I'm going to go on. But we're actually living in a time when there is no food to eat for millions and millions of people. Many countries, people are living on like a dollar a month.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So it says, these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Aren't we right there?
Yes.
All over the world. Yeah. Christianity is hated.
Yes.
And then shall many be offended. My God. That's this is the most offensive group of people I've ever seen in my life that's living right now on earth. One side hates the other, and they're offended. Yeah. You say one word wrong. I mean, the news does nothing but report back and forth what the president said and then what the left said.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. The hatred is so bad that without God's protection, someone would kill the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. That's where we are, people. And that's why Rick Joyner's warning that we're facing civil war in this country.
He said
that there's going to be
revolutionary civil war.
That's exactly what he said. And this is what's so important, because they're offended and they betray one another. Even church people betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. You know what false prophets are? They're liars. And they don't have to be a church person to be a false prophet. They're people in the world. They're telling us things that I don't think are going to happen. They're telling us things that are wrong. They're liars. And because iniquity or sin shall abound. Now listen to me, because sin shall... This is where we're living, people. These are the words of Christ. And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Where are we? Half the church has already left.
Yeah.
True.
Half of the Protestant church, Mondo. Yeah. The Catholic church is, I don't know how far it's gone. It's at least half gone, too.
At least, yeah.
And all over, you're seeing this. In Europe, it's like... 2-3% right go to church in Europe. The big temple or burnt down.
Yeah, the cathedral.
The cathedral burnt down. And they had gorgeous cathedrals all over Europe.
Oh yeah.
And they've sold them. They make art galleries out of them. They do all kinds of things.
But the love of many has waxed cold. People, you better be ready.
Yes.
Now listen to me, because it's going to be a sudden thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they're all saying, peace and safety,
mm-hmm.
they cry out, peace and safety, everything's okay, and then, oh, we're prosperous. But suddenly, events going to take place.
Mm.
I mean, it could be a horrible earthquake. It could be a horrible eruption.
Yeah, volcanic eruption, yeah.
Yellowstone. If Yellowstone goes, the world is going to be in a nuclear winter. I'll jump to verse 14. This is right here. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world to witness to all nations, and then shall the end come.
Mm.
And I believe, you know, when God called me to go out from, I was just entering North Central Bible College, a prophet laid hands on me and said, Jim, you're going to go where no man has ever gone before. You will help usher in, the second thing, you'll help usher in the coming of the Lord. I believe I was born to be here now.
Absolutely.
And I'm not a kid anymore. I had more energy when I started. But right now, at the time, I have to call on God for strength. But God has called me to preach this word. I lived in the Bible in those 5 years that they put me away. And I studied and I studied and I studied, and revelation came. I got to see and hear the revelation of God, actually from the book of Revelation. I spent it, one word at a time. I just studied and studied, and God began to reveal things. And just like studying yesterday, look up here at the famines and pestilence and earthquakes. It says, this is a manna I'd never caught until last night, till when I was reading this before coming to the show. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in many places. He didn't just say earthquakes in many places.
Right.
He's saying all those things are going to be in many. You all probably saw that before, but you know, I'm a little slow. But for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, no food to eat, and pestilences, and all these diseases, and earthquakes in many places. All of these are in this same lump.
Happening at the same
time. And it's going to happen, and it's already, the earmarks of it is showing all over.
Wow. Powerful.
Can you imagine how things have changed just in 2 years?
Just suddenly.
Suddenly, the pandemic, the whole world, we all went through it. But here's what blows me away. And you can see we're standing here in front of all of our food.
And
our
I'm 30 sitting.
Year, and you're sitting, which is fine, honey. You sit. But I just, you know, we talked about this book at the top of the show. I just want to read to you out of this book, Prophetic Forecast by Joshua Giles. Here's what he said in the Joseph chapter. He said this: further, I saw crop failures coming to the United States and other regions. These failures will be the worst we have seen in more than 50-year span. They will happen due in part to the extreme droughts we will see, but also because the earth will be crying out and be in travail. In the vision, I saw that these crop failures will result with record-breaking more than $49 billion in crop losses. He's talking about the United States of America. He goes on to say, we will see the cattle industry negatively impacted as there will be a struggle to keep up with the demands. They will give way to a new wave and acceptance of lab-grown meat.
Yeah,
It will take over in the grocery store en masse. And that's just a little.
Well, the new Green Deal, they don't want cattle anymore.
Right.
They say cattle has gases, and so they want to get rid of all cattle as well.
Yeah.
And
this is what you've been warning.
It's unbelievable.
Years. Yeah.
What's being announced? Mm-hmm. What's coming?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In fact, California soon, you will not be able to buy a new Mondo.
used to be from California, gas-powered car in California. Did you know that?
Yes, sir. I heard that this morning.
Me too.
Wow. You watch the same news I do.
I think so.
Yeah, we watch the news all the time. But what we've done now,
yes,
because we're concerned that it's time to prepare. It's been time to prepare for years.
It is.
People have been prepared for, you know, they have hurricanes and other things, and they've been ready.
That's right.
Well, now's the time for the final days. The final days that God talks about in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And we have food. 1,000 buckets a month is all they can manufacture. We're hoping to get more, but I want you to order yours today. And if they don't have them, just say, well, I want to order from the next month's buckets because we have 1,000 coming every month.
That's right.
And maybe if we get 2 months ahead, they will be able to put our orders in ahead of the other orders there at the factories, because there's only about 2 factories left.
That's right.
To make this great food.
Yes.
Because all the companies went out of business. So if you want to stay alive, it's time to do it right now.
Yes.
And we had all of our food from there's a little bit more in the buckets, but this is from one bucket.
That's right. One of the prepared pantry buckets. That's right.
So how many servings of food are in that bucket? Does anybody know?
This bucket is a 60-mil bucket. So this is a 60-mil bucket right now, Dad. If you go anywhere online and you're trying to prepare, this same bucket is retailing for over $250 online. And so we have done everything that we can to make this affordable to our viewers and our partners to get this in your hand. Mm-hmm. There are 13 different varieties. Right. And so you can see on the table, we've actually cooked them all up. So you can see there's 13 different varieties, 60 mils included bucket.
We're trying to get everybody to order at least one bucket. Bucket a month.
Yes.
And if you can do more, you can get 2 buckets.
Yes.
You can get 3 buckets.
That's
up to you. You just decide what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But I believe, can you imagine you could put this in a cabin, this food, and in 30 years you can eat it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Absolutely.
That's a miracle.
It's our 30-year shelf life. So this is our 60 meal.
Okay, I'm going to go. Can you get your cameras?
You're going to love it, too.
I don't know if I'm so supposed to go in any order, but I'm just going to jump in.
All right.
What's your favorite?
The black bean burgers right here.
Right.
This is one that I helped develop years ago. And these black bean burgers is just one of the food that you get in the bucket. Every one of the 60 meal buckets has black bean burgers in them.
Yes.
And it is healthy as well as tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And then buttermilk pancakes over here to my right.
See. Wow, right here. Look at that.
Beautiful. I think that's everyone's favorite.
They're out and they taste so good. Really amazing.
And then for breakfast down at the end there, you have maple brown sugar oatmeal.
That's right.
And do you like oatmeal?
Love it. I love it. This is excellent too. Next to it, we have the sweetened banana chips. I saw Mondo just grab one and eat one a minute ago. Mondo, you can't
but
be eating the food.
But I think this is important to mention, Dad, is you've always said we've been working to create. We literally worked with the manufacturer, August Farms, to create these recipes. We tested them as a family in your office. But you wanted this food to taste good so that as you're eating, you're enjoying the food that you are eating. And so that's why we included things like black bean burger that could be versatile. You could make tacos. You can make burgers.
That's right.
And that's why we created the pancake mix that you can make different types of recipes so that you wouldn't get bored with the food that you have. But these are up to 30-year shelf life food. We wanted substance, oatmeal, things that would keep you full and satisfied. And so there was very specific reasons why we chose these recipes in our 60 meal prepared pantry. We wanted snacks like the banana chips as well.
We could feed all of us standing here.
Yes.
For several weeks on just one bucket.
Yes, absolutely.
Because this is a lot.
That's right.
Look at here, Spanish rice.
Oh,
that is a whole bowl. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I used to love Spanish rice when I was a kid. My mother made Spanish rice. We weren't Spanish.
Next to it, we have the hearty vegetable chicken-flavored soup.
Oh, it's thick.
And it's just
everything
thick,
is just thick
full
and rich.
Of ingredients. And right here in front of me, I have the strawberry-flavored creamy wheat.
Look at this. I mean, it's just full.
That's
full.
A lot.
It's a big bowl. It's a big bowl. So good. It really is.
And can you lift that bowl?
It's pretty big. I can, but I have to tell you.
It's
heavy.
Look
at that. It's
that's
a
right.
big bowl. But also right over here.
Now, this one here is called creamy potato soup.
Right.
That is the thickest.
It is. Yes.
You could water that down, and that right there would absolutely.
You could make double
several.
The soup out of this.
That's right.
Out of this, they come in individual packs. Mm-hmm. So people say, "Well, I don't know
that's
if
it.
I open them, will it spoil?" No, they're in. What do you
Mylar.
Call that? Mylar.
Yes, that's right. And this is what I love. So when you order our bucket here at Morningside, this is what I love. Every recipe is packaged in its own individual Mylar package. So you can open it. You can make as much as you want. You can put it away if you want to. But every single recipe is in its individual Mylar package. So, Dad, as you mentioned, if you open up the entire bucket, the food will not spoil. You'll be able to take one out at a time, use it, play with it, cook it, make it for your family, whatever size family that you have. But that's what I love about this product right here.
Let me quickly just, right here's the this is the creamy potato soup.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I want you to see how thick that is.
Yes.
Kind of like potato salad.
Yeah, it's more like, that's why I'm saying you have to water it down.
I thought it was potato salad, to be honest, when I first saw it.
Okay.
But you could just add more liquid, and it would be soup.
Yes.
But it's really...
Right.
More like potatoes.
And then, okay, look what's right.
Salad.
Because our time is short, honey. Look what's right here in front of Mondo and Tanny Sue. Right here. Spaghetti, marinara.
One of Dad's favorites.
Yes.
And they have
everybody
the best
does
that's marinara right. sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to confess, my wife and I, we eat the black bean burger, and I break it down, and I add it to the marinara.
That's right.
It's like meatballs.
Creative. Yeah,
oh,
that's a good idea.
It's unbelievable.
That's adds protein.
Idea.
That's right.
Now, there's another soup, mushroom rice.
Pilaf.
What does that mean, Mondo? You're an expert.
I'm not an expert. I can eat it, but I don't. Sue, what's a pilaf?
Actually, that's mushroom rice pilaf. It's actually rice.
Yeah.
So that's a rice dish, and then right next to it is the broccoli. Cheesy broccoli rice.
Yeah.
So that's a good staple to have.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And don't forget the creamy chicken flavored rice as well. So
you
we have multiple
have,
choices.
Right, with all these different flavors. So when you have rice, you can get so creative and make so many different things. Or just make soups, anything. Or you can just open it up and just keep eating it by itself, rice.
Because
it's going to fill you up. And that's what's important.
If you're out of food, you're going to be thrilled to have your food buckets.
That's right.
Now, 30-year shelf life.
Now, let's not forget this.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The Morning Moose milk. It's the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
Remember,
everybody loves that.
Remember this? Perry Stone was on the show.
That's
we love you, Perry Stone.
We do.
But anyways, you were on the show, and you go, I have to confess, I've ordered, I'm stocked, you know, I ordered your food. But he said, I opened up that bucket, and I got in there, and I got that Morning Moose milk.
That's right.
And I drank it all. Yeah. It was better than regular milk. Because it is.
Yeah.
It's so excellent.
It really
so
is.
So you get that as well.
It used to be we sent the buckets out in like a dozen at a time.
Oh,
and,
totally.
Know, in different amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can order as many buckets as you want.
Yes, that's right.
We're asking everybody to get at least one right now while we have 1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And these are 30-year shelf life. It just takes time to manufacture things that last 30 years.
Yes, it does.
So you need to get your order in right now before it's too late.
Yeah.
Listen, some of the key people in the industry are warning to get your home in order. One of the chief operators for a major grocery store gave a message, a dire warning to its employees. They've been in business for over 40 years, and the warning was get your home in order.
Yes.
If you're going to order supplies, you better do it today. You better do it right now. The projections for 2023 do not look good at all. All the drought that is taking place, the farmers are being forced to kill their own crops.
Yeah,
the meat industry is being shooken right now. When you read that prophecy, it made me think of a headline that came out last week that meat supply is in dire shortage. But more than that,
A pound of meat is going to end up costing you $50 right now.
Wow.
That's what it said.
You can go and research it for yourself. But even rice, one of the biggest producers of rice is Italy, and they cannot produce rice right now. They are in major drought, yet we are watching prophecy being fulfilled, not in the future, right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm glad my mother and dad didn't bring me up on steak.
Yeah, true.
They couldn't afford it, but right. So we had hamburger instead of steak.
Right. Yeah,
but today, food is going to be unattainable in many, many forms.
It is.
So order your food right now, today.
Yes.
I don't know. We may not have them next month. We'll see. There's no promises anymore for tomorrow.
That's right.
And I want you to be ready.
Yes.
And we've been preparing people for years, and it is important that you be ready, because what are you going to do when there's no food to eat?
That's right.
You're going to need help.
At least one for yourselves. Be prepared, or for someone you know and love, and they're not prepared. So just get ready. Call us at 1-888-988-1588, or go to jimbakershow.com.
I thought, you know, over the years we've sent out seeds.
Yes.
And I'm so hoping all of our partners will grow gardens.
Yeah.
And so if you have the bucket of food, then you have gardens.
That's right.
And you can grow tomatoes and things that you can cut up in all these dishes.
Yes.
And just expand them and make something really special.
You know, a food expert called it meal extenders.
That's right.
You got to make sure you have meal extenders. Can I read you one more headline? Because if you're not calling 1-888-988-1588, call it for this reason right here. This is what the experts are warning. We are being warned that food prices in the U.S. are going to go absolutely haywire after the election in November. I'm taking such warning very seriously, and I believe that you should too. Global officials have been telling us over and over again that we are headed into an unprecedented global food crisis. If there was ever a time for you to pick up that phone, it is right now. All we can do is warn you. We can't feed you. We're not going to be able to come to your home and give you food buckets. They're going to be strictly measures of, if I tell you what's happening behind the scenes and how the government is raiding these companies that are making this food, you'll be shocked what is happening right now. You have an ability right now to get food in your table, but all you have to do is call 1-888-988-1588. Start getting prepared now. I'm telling you, the news that I'm getting is that we are not going to be able to store a lot of this food in our homes. The government is strictly getting orders to make sure that each family has enough for them. And if they have more than one, then they're going to have to figure out how they're going to feed their neighbors. Meal extension is so key. We had a prophet years ago that said, don't order just for you.
Yes,
order one for your neighbor.
Right.
Order
right.
one for your mm-hmm. cousin.
Right.
But you warned us food is going to be so serious mm-hmm. that you're going to have to think about grandma and grandpa.
Yes,
think
that's
about
right.
them.
Amen.
Most people don't think about their loved ones, their
grandchildren. Yes.
And write this down. The new gold will be food.
Mm. Wow.
Food will be more valuable.
Yes, it will be.
More valuable, so much more valuable than gold. You can't eat gold, mm-hmm. but you can't live without food.
That's right.
Think about it and be prepared.
Yes.
Jesus is trying to warn us,
trying
to get us ready. Everything about the last days, I got thousands of things I could share with you because so much is happening.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring to you, we're already booking guests that are the most phenomenal guests I've ever had in my life. I believe that this is the time God has called me to stay on television and to bring to you the great prophets of the hour. So order your food today.
Yes.
Let's make this thing work for you.
Yes.
And let's go over the top and let's get it so that we can start having 2,000 buckets a month mm-hmm. and get in ahead of the other orders at the factory.
Yes, that's right. Remember, you can call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free number to order the prepared pantry. That's a 60-mil bucket, 13 different varieties of food. You can see it right here. We've cooked them all up right here so you can see them.
Yes.
13 varieties. This bucket is valued over $250 right now. And so that is huge. That will include shipping to get it directly to your home. Call us today and you can order as many buckets as you would like.
Yes.
They're with our agents, 1-888-988-1588. Remember to also go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can do your giving there as well.
Yes. So do it now. Don't hesitate. I mean, this is, we didn't know if we were ever to be able to get food again. I mean, really,
Marcella has worked so hard on it. It's been about 18 months to 2 years since we've been able to provide this to you.
That's
and
right.
So we finally have been able to do this, but we need your support. We need to know. The thing they said is, do the people want it?
Yeah.
Do the people want to be prepared?
Right.
And I told them, I said, I believe that those who watch this broadcast, as the voice of the prophets have been warning, they want to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And we want to offer you the solutions to help you and your family be prepared.
That's
right. Amen. I want you today, when you order your food, to be sure to order this special book. This is one of the key prophetic books that I've ever read.
It's excellent.
It is so now.
It is.
And one of the prophecies in this book, as you'll get to read it, is, and you'll be a part of it, the church is going to see the rebirth of the media.
Yes,
Mondo. Yes, it is.
And God is speaking to us right now. Mm-hmm. So stand with us. Your offerings make it possible to stay in the air and to go forth into all the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ on social media, on television, on all the medias that are there and coming.
Yeah.
God spoke to me in prison that television as we knew it would one day go away. But we're in that day right now, and we need to stand up if we're going to be able to keep broadcasting in these last days.
That's right.
Call me right now. Toll free 1-888-988-1588. We have to go. Right. Thank you all for being with me today.
You're welcome.
We love being here. Food.
And
God loves you.
Yeah, make sure you have your heart right with the Lord.
Amen.
First of all.
That's right.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.